This is WSBT's Community Update on 96.1 WSBT.
Good morning, I'm John Hoffman. We're going to talk about the upcoming primary election this morning, and that includes a primary election for a number of different offices. It is a party primary election, not a general election. We're going to talk about the differences and all that. St. Joseph County Clerk Terry Rethlick is on the line with us. Terry, good morning. Let's talk about first the basic differences between a primary election and a general election, just so there's no confusion.
Okay. The basic difference between a primary and a general is, of course, the fact that when you come to vote this coming Tuesday, you will have to tell the clerks whether or not you would like to vote a Republican ballot or a Democrat ballot.
In the general,
you do not have to. There's only one ballot because both parties or all parties are on one ballot in a general election.
So that also means
basically
that
the primary means that you're picking the candidates for the fall election.
So each party is picking its candidates using this election as the mechanism, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
All right. So people will have to declare one or the other. This also means that any independent candidates will not appear on this ballot. If they qualify, they would appear on the general election ballot in the fall. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They have a caucus, and they determine their candidates later after the primary.
Oh, I see. They take the results, and then they have caucuses to determine who they're going to put on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is to facilitate party selection of candidates. This does not actually put anybody into office. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So that's where we are this Tuesday. You will be asked to pick one party ballot or the other. You may pick either, right? You don't have to declare a party affiliation in advance of showing up at the poll. Is that right?
That's correct. This does not declare a party affiliation. This just declares whether or not you want to vote on a Republican or a Democrat ballot.
Okay, but you cannot vote on both.
You cannot vote on both.
All right. Must pick one or the other. All right. So
As
we move through the election, early voting, of course, is underway and people are already voting. Early voting runs through Monday. What's the deadline to vote early if you're going to vote before the election? Noon on Monday?
Noon on Monday, yes.
And the locations where you can vote, please?
You can vote in the lobby of the County City Building at 227 West Jefferson Boulevard in South Bend, or you can vote over in the Mishawaka County Services Annex, which is 219 Lincoln Way West in Mishawaka.
All right. And
They will be open Sunday, this weekend. By law, we have to be open on the weekends before the election. Sunday will be from noon to 4.
And then Monday morning, the hours are?
Monday morning is 8 to 12 o'clock noon.
Okay, and that's the cutoff. If you haven't voted by then, you will have to vote on Tuesday during the normal polling hours. Are they still 6
correct.
To 6?
6 to 6, correct.
All right. And we have not yet gone to vote centers and reduced the number of polling locations. We still have the same precincts that we have historically had in St. Joseph County.
We had a couple of changes as we normally do. There are, you know, sometimes there are places that just decide, especially after we've had a year off of elections, that they don't want us to be there anymore. Yeah, it's just as you have in the past. We did consolidate a few precincts just so that we would have less polling places to get a couple of years ago, and we followed that process again this year.
Okay, so there may be multiple precincts in one location, but you do have multiple locations all over town. And now on Tuesday, you have to vote at your specific precinct station. Is that right?
That's correct. Okay. Wherever you've gone in the past is probably where you'll be going. If you need to check to see where you will be voting, voter registration office can help you with that, or the clerk's office can help you with that, or you can go to indianavoters.com.
Okay, so
and find it on there.
So all that information is available. Now on Tuesday, once the polls have closed, then the count is done. I know it's impossible to predict how long it will take. Let me just put it this way. How long typically has it taken in the past to get results out, to get final unofficial results out that night on a primary like this?
Yeah, usually it's around 9, sometimes 10 o'clock before we get the final precinct in. Since it's a countywide election, it just takes the outer precincts longer to come in than it would for the inner South Bend and Mishawaka. They have a little farther to drive to get here. So usually by 9 o'clock.
Okay. And
if all goes well.
If all goes well. There's always that, isn't there?
Yes.
With the primary election done and the party, once the parties pick their candidates, then we move forward to the general election, which will be in November. Now, at that time, again, the procedures will be essentially the same. You'll have the early voting. You'll have the day of voting and the count done the same, but it won't be separated into parties. And everybody who votes in a particular precinct will see the same ballot at that time, right?
Correct. Unless there will be school boards also on the ballot. So unless they happen to live in a split precinct where half the precinct, say, is in Mishawaka schools and the other half is in Penn schools, there could be different ballots there for the school boards. But other than that, the main candidates and the main offices will all be the same.
What are the general rules for what's permissible and what's not at a polling place? We're all used, those of us who vote regularly are typically used to meeting people as we approach the polls, handing out cards and stuff outside mm-hmm. the polling place. What are mm-hmm. the limits on those kinds of activities and on any sort of electioneering in and around polling places?
Well, they have to be at least 50 feet. There's a 50-foot chute that they have to be in back of, so they can't be within 50 feet of the polls. Normally, if it's in a location where there just doesn't happen to be 50 feet, the workers will tell them where they need to stand and how close they can get. Normally, there's not too much problem with that at all.
Right.
We have a lot of cooperation, yeah.
Well, right, because everybody has to live together the next election, too, so.
That's exactly right.
So people can, a certain distance from the polls, they can hand you cards, they can let you know who they're for.
Yes.
But once you get within that 50-foot circle, everybody's got
to put those cards in your pocket, mm-hmm. and you can't go inside with them.
Okay. Or you can put it in your pocket, but as long as you don't have it out and you're not campaigning for anybody inside
that's
the poll.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so it is permissible.
There's no political attire allowed inside the polling location either, whether the button or shirt or whatever is for a particular candidate that is running in this election or whether it's a past candidate. You can't wear political attire inside the mm-hmm. polling location either. That's considered electioneering.
But if it's not visible to anyone and you want to bring some kind of a sheet with you that to remind yourself how you wish to vote, it's okay to bring mm-hmm. that in and then open it up inside the polling booth when you're doing your
Absolutely.
Ballot?
Absolutely. Yeah, if you want to write down the names of the candidates that you want to vote for, You absolutely can do that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So as we move through the election season, what's the turnout typically like for a midterm election like this versus a presidential election year, which we'll have in 2 years in 2020?
Typically, it's smaller. Of course, the last presidential election was larger, probably a little smaller than in 08. But typically, people come out and vote for the presidential election more than they do midterms. 4 years ago, there were not any contested races in our primary. So we had a very low turnout 4 years ago. So it's encouraging that we have a lot more absentee going on in this particular year than we did 4 years ago.
Well, we have a number of contested races, a U.S. Senate race on the Republican side, a congressional race. Well, we have on 2nd District, there are contested races on both sides. And then the sheriff's race and some of the other down-ballot races also have contests going on. So that would tend to indicate you might get a few more people out than you would otherwise.
Absolutely. Yes, there's more interest in this election because of the different races for the different offices. It brings people out to vote, which is good.
Yeah. Voter turnout has been nationally something on the order of, 60% or so for presidential elections, significantly less for other general elections. Does that track here? Is that sort of typically what you see in St. Joseph County?
I would say yes. If people are particularly like locally, we have terms ending like in offices like sheriff that always draw a number of candidates. And so typically that makes the turnout a lot bigger. And presidential is always people are more interested in the presidential race than they are in local races, which I don't know. I guess I always think that local government is the closest government to you, so you really should pay attention to that election also.
Well, we can wish, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I was a history major, so.
Well, right.
Government and election has always been a passion for me, so.
Well, that's right. And for many of us who do this for a living, right? And we wish there were greater interest than there is. All right. So, again, as we move toward Tuesday, this is a primary election. Let's do it one more time. What will you be asked when you get to the polls? You have to pick a ballot, right?
Correct. When you sign in on the e-poll book, you will be asked to choose whether you want a Democrat or a Republican ballot. And that choice will be selected on the poll pad. And once you hit accept, or once the worker hits accept, there's no going back. So I encourage people to look at a sample ballot before they check in to be sure that what they ask for is the correct ballot that they want.
Very good. Terry Rethlake is the St. Joseph County Clerk, in charge of administering elections in St. Joseph County, including the primary election coming up this Tuesday. Terry, I greatly appreciate your time to explain all this to us. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, John. It's been a pleasure. And just tell people, please come out and vote. We're waiting for you.
The views expressed on WSBT's Community Update are those of the guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of the host, WSBT Radio, its staff, or management. Join us again next week on Community Update on the Sports Leader, 96.1 WSBT.